The report lists several interviews with current members of FAMU's Kappa Kappa Psi Band fraternity who testified they were present at the time of the incident. However, each interviewee told a different story or could not clearly remember what events took place. The case was initially reported to the FAMU Police Department. TPD learned about the incident through the media in January. Spokesman David Northway says no charges are being filed against the suspects because the statute of limitations has expired.
If someone steps forward now and says, oh, wait, I know about that case and I'm willing to talk and I know what date it happened on, then that would change things. But as of right now, all the information that we have in front of us does not allow us to present enough of a case to the state attorney's office for them to pick up charges against any of the suspects in this case.
FAMU officials call the incident report disturbing. In a written statement, University President James Ammons says the school is just now learning about the case and will conduct an administrative and legal review and take appropriate action against faculty members and students involved, up to and including dismissals. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.